Brad Hardy, good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie. I've got a riddle for you.
What's that?
I've got a riddle for you.
Go.
What gets bigger the more you take away?
What gets bigger the more you take away? I don't know. What?
A hole.
That's true.
That might sum up Malcolm Turnbull's leadership, mate.
Maybe he... How would he go at coaching a footy team, do you reckon, Brad?
Oh, Ross can do it.
Well, there you go. Maybe they could job swap.
Maybe they could, mate. Yeah, well, word on the street today, he was none less than impressed wallowing around in his own pity down there at Fremantle today. Yeah, very upset by some of the remarks made by some of the past greats of the footy club. So, yeah. Anyway, suck it up, Princess.
All right. Now, Brendan Goddard, he's moved on by Essendon. What could that mean?
Well, yeah, it didn't come as a lightning bolt to you and I. We've been talking about this for a number of weeks. Brendan's played 333 games. He had a very healthy career. Played with St Kilda and Essendon, as we know. Figured pretty well and pretty highly in Essendon's best and fairest over the last few years. But what it means to me is I'm not falling for the three-card trick that Essendon aren't interested in Andrew Gaff. I think all this is doing is just moving the deck chairs and creating some space for a real big bid at Andrew Gaff. The talk on the street is that it could be as much as 6 or 7 years, probably 6 years at $950 at the moment, has been tabled. And for them to come out last week, Dan Richardson in particular, said they've got no interest in him. Well, why, Ollie? The week before last, when he was in Melbourne, after all the brouhaha with Andrew Brayshaw, was he at lunching with John Worsfold,
was he?
Dyson Hempel, Tom Bell Chambers, Cale Hooker, amongst others, at Tom Bell Chambers Pub in Port Melbourne. What, were they just catching up? Or what was going on there? I'm not too sure. But I understand the thread of the meeting was the fact how good it is to play football in Melbourne. And, I think this is where it's going. Goddard would have been on about $600,000, Ollie. So, as you can see, that's a fair big chunk to get out of the way for John Worsfold. There's a big call by Worsfold on Essendon today. Not unexpected. So, yeah, I think they're just clearing the decks and giving Gaff or whoever they're chasing. They're supposedly chasing Beams and a few others as well. But I think Gaff's their main target, as far as I understand. And they're clearing the decks for that one. And the other thing, too, which came across my desk, a bit of a word on the street, was Andrew Gaff was a little bit concerned about him going out in Perth. He's feeling a little bit intimidated.
Is he?
So, yeah, the reaction from... naturally what occurred a couple of weeks ago in the Derby. So, yeah, interesting one, that one.
Yeah, interesting indeed. So the Eagles' chances of retaining Gaff, you think, not looking too good?
Well, they've got some problems. I think they've got some fabric problems now, because it's only human nature. But, look, it was enough to be seeing Jeremy McGovern being, offered the 1.1, 1.2. And there's players in there who are playing their backsides off and playing well are getting half of that. So it doesn't make it for a healthy environment. You know what I mean? And I know people are saying they're trying to keep off it. I don't think they'll pay anywhere near the money that Scott Lysette's asking for. I think there's about an $800,000 offer on the table from St Kilda. Well, West Coast don't want to be caught up in that. I mean, that is just ridiculous. He's had, I'm a bit of a fan of Scott Lysette, and I think he can play a bit. But if you look at his record, Tom Bell Chambers stitched him up. Goldstein stitched him up the other week. Paddy Ryder was stitching him up in Adelaide till he got hurt. And Maxi Gawn took him to the cleaners on the weekend. So you don't pay top dollar for a bloke who can't match it with those sort of blokes. So, it's an interesting one. And, of course, Gaff, he's entitled. Look, there's no doubt the best money is at North Melbourne. That's the highest money.
Sure.
That's where it's at. But to go home, you'd probably look at six years at $950, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You would sign up right now. Give me the dotted line. Jared Waite's called time at North Melbourne.
Yeah, he has, and he's just struggled with injury. And another one, 243 games, played 184 at Carlton, 59 at North Melbourne, and just can't get it right, just can't get his body right. But he's not a young man either, he's 35, 36. So, well done to Jared Waite. And, obviously he closes down the curtain on his career, whereas Goddard's maybe seeking to go on. Where does he go? Does he go up to the Gold Coast and be one of those mentor-type players like a Luke Hodge at Brisbane? I can't see him going back to St Kilda. That would be ridiculous, because they're pensioned off Rewalt Montagna, so I don't think that's an option for him there.
And, of course, Usain Bolt, the A-League's PR stunts creating a stir.
Can you believe that? Unbelievable. I don't think we've ever had that many journos and the media throng in Gosford in a long, long time. So he was out there this morning just doing a little bit of few little drills. You know, we know he's quick and, you know, he could do a little party trick, you know, with the ball, but, you know, Sunday League footballers can do that as well. So it'll be interesting. It's not going to be an overnight success and it's not going to be an overnight decision. So he's 32 today. Quite clearly, he's fairly serious about it. It's great news for the A-League, Ollie, because everyone's talking about it.
Mm.
It's just now whether he can cut the mustard down the track. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we will have to wait and see. I think it's a stunt. I think the A-League is silly to do it. Having said that, as you said, we're talking about it and everybody's talking about it. So only time will tell, Brad.
Yeah, and just a quick little shout-out. Alex Silvani pulled the pin today too, the former Docker who went across to Carlton. And, yeah, so good on you, Alex. He had a bit of a red-hot crack at it. And I always remember him playing really well for Fremantle in a final series up at ANZ Stadium against Buddy a few years ago. So, yeah, well done to the young man.
Yeah, well done indeed, Brad. We'll chat to you tomorrow. Good on you, mate.
All the best, Ollie. Cheers, bye.